Rogue planets are cool, don't you think, Yael?
Rogue planets? Do you mean exoplanets orbiting other stars?
No. Scientists have found planets with masses similar to Jupiter's so far away from any stars, they believe the planets are roaming on their own.
How do they know that?
They used a technique called gravitational microlensing to track planets. When a foreground planet passes in front of a distant background star, it acts like a lens and magnifies the star, displaying a specific light curve. The height of the light curve's magnification and the length of time it takes to pass in front of the star indicate the size of the planet.
Doesn't the planet have to pass in front of a lot of stars before they know if it's orbiting a sun or roaming?
Yes. That's why scientists came up with MOA, the Microlensing Observations in Astrophysics study. The team monitored 50 million Milky Way stars for about 2 years, checking each star about once an hour for changes. Then they added their data to OGLE, the Optical Gravitational Lensing Experiment, to detect roaming planets.
Wow, that's a lot of stars to watch.
It sure is. After all their analysis was done, they found almost 500 short-duration microlensing events that indicated planets. They also concluded that many of the planets were rogues.
So, if a planet doesn't orbit a sun, can it still be called a planet? I mean, look what happened to Pluto.
That's a good question, Yael. Maybe they'll just be called rogues and not planets after all. Either way, I think it's cool to be a rogue.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.